brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A fight for our heart and souls. The revolution, the war that led to our freedom, led to our republic, began 230 years and one day ago. And every cannon, every bedrock foundation of freedom is being dismantled by international criminals that are not free market. Joining us is Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. He was number two at the Department of Treasury under Ronald Reagan, one of the main fathers of Reaganomics, a real conservative, and he's become more and more disillusioned with their criminal activities, the neocons, the last few years. He joins us to talk about the electronic voting scams, to talk about just a whole host of issues today. But first off, the headline that we have is Bush's Army, a Few Good Degenerates. And he gets into how there's this denial. And I've talked to neocons. They go, the WMDs have been found. They go, you know, George Bush didn't lie. George Bush, they're living in another world. And now they're saying, even when the Marines are charging people, even when the Army is charging people, and rightfully so, for war crimes, picking women out, raping them, killing them, pushing people off bridges, blowing kids' heads off, they just say that's all made up. Dr. Roberts, you've written an excellent article. Thank you for joining us.
Sure, Alex. I'm glad to be with you.
You bet. Get into this article for us.
Well, Alex, one of the points is that we shouldn't be surprised at some of the atrocities because the Army, for recruitment purposes, according to numerous news reports and Pentagon concerns and so forth and so on, has been having to give waivers so that they can accept felons, drug users, and the bottom categories of IQ high school dropouts. And so we shouldn't be surprised that some of the same people who make America's streets unsafe for Americans, make Iraqi streets unsafe for Iraqis, especially since in Iraq they're even less accountable than they are here because they're part of a military and they're protected by the support the troops propaganda. So it makes them even easier to behave in criminal ways over there than they can here. So no one should be surprised at these atrocities, and people should stop denying them because it just makes them look stupid. It makes Bush supporters look even more stupid than they really are.
Well, that's a good point. If we criticize these and punish people when they did things that were wrong, then the country itself wouldn't be entirely culpable. But by covering it up, we become accessories after the fact.
We become complicit in the crimes, exactly. And people deny these crimes because they can't. They think that if you accept unpalatable truths, it means you're disloyal. So they have to deny it. Just like so many Germans denied that Hitler was losing the war when it was obviously plain they were being driven out of Russia. So people can't accept reality because it makes them feel like they're being unpatriotic. If they acknowledge that the war is not justified, that we were deceived, and that many of the troops, of course, not all of them by any means, but that a number of them are behaving in criminal ways. So this is just part of the denial. Now, it's the neocons aren't fooled. They know what's going on. It's just the people they propagandize. It's the unthinking Bush supporters who wear their patriotism on the sleeve and feel that they have to show patriotism in the face of all facts.
Quick break, long segment, plenty of time to get into this. We'll get more into the mass murdering that's going on over there, the hiring of criminals, the ongoing cover-up, the math delusion. Then we'll get into the American Union, the electronic voting machine fraud systems, and a lot more with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. You can read some of his great articles at InfoWars.com right now. Stay with us. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth friendly. Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We'll be right back. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts here in just a moment. Talk about the North American Union, the stepping stone to the American Union. Now mainstream news, the electronic voting machines and all the scams and frauds that have been exposed there. Well, first we'll finish up discussing how they've been hiring all these criminals for the military, and now they're attempting to cover up their crimes. But don't forget, this hour is brought to you by Calbin Pure Soap, organic soap, almost 60 years. They'll have their 60th anniversary next year, family-owned, 85% off because you buy it direct from them. It's what I use, what my office use. I go to friends and family's houses now, and I go, oh, you're using it now, too. It is so amazing. Call and get a free catalog or get their little sampler pack. The catalog's totally free, 1-800-340-7091, 1-800-340-7091, or calbinpuresoap.com, or there's a big fat banner on Infowars.com. You can link over to it. We were talking during the break. Some stations don't carry that segment. Let me just recap it. I remember an article 5 years ago in the Washington Times, almost 5 years ago, and I couldn't believe it. It actually said that the U.S. Army was signing waivers, not just for criminals, convicted criminals, to be able to join the Army. That was the first group I saw doing it in the Armed Forces, Armed Services. But that it was felons, and not just felons, but aggravated felons. Yes, it said aggravated, including arson, armed robbery, assault with a deadly weapon. This was in the article, then I had guests on about it. I had the writer on about it. I couldn't believe it. Then I saw another article saying they're hiring aggravated felons who are illegal aliens who are instantly made legalized when they sign up instead of being deported. And then after they've served their tour, they get instant citizenship when they get back. Now, 20-plus% of the troops on the ground in Iraq are foreigners. That's mainstream news. And they go over there, and we have videos of this. We have photos of this. They'll blow a woman's head off while she's walking a three-year-old down the street and laugh about it in front of London Times reporters. Okay, reporters will say, what's your problem? The Marines will chant, we're going to kill more kids. I mean, this has all been mainstream news. They do it in front of people. They catch a family stealing three sticks of wood out of a field. They run over the car after machine gunning it, laughing at them, and then run over it with a tank as their, quote, punishment. I have those audio clips. We can play them. We have video. I mean, this stuff's on Frontline. And I hear the neocons on talk radio with Abu Ghraib. We have the clip. Limbaugh said they're just blowing off steam, having fun. Folks, General Tagumbo's own army report admits that children were raped, women were raped. Jeffrey Dahmer stuff was done. They put acid on objects and then do things I can't mention on air. Then John Yoo gets up at the CFR earlier this year and is confronted by another CFR member. This is another, you know, elitist. And he says, how dare you write in a memo you can torture children sexually in front of their parents? And John Yoo says, yeah, we're allowed to do that. So it's time for the neocons to get out of denial. And when you make, and when you deny this, when you cover it up, you become accessories after the fact. You can become complicit. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, can you continue to speak to this and what it's like for you to read John Yoo in public saying, yeah, we're allowed to do this, and to know the troops are doing this, and then see Americans, red, white, and blue Americans who are in a delusional state? I mean, they're also delusional about Bush and gun control. They're delusional about Bush and the American Union. They think Bush's plan is an amnesty. I mean, they are totally living in la-la land, sir. I mean, are they hypnotized? What's going on?
I think they're completely brainwashed, Alex. People like John Yoo and Gonzalez, the Attorney General, I think what we're seeing there is when you get at people from foreign cultures where they're accustomed to the government having all kinds of absolute authority that we're not accustomed for them to have, but they don't know that because they come from foreign authoritarian type culture. So when you get the Department of Justice full of these people from these authoritarian third world countries, then they start thinking that that's the way, is that way of behaving is normal, and so they justify for Bush. So it's a very grave situation where we become so multicultural that we lose sight of our own values and our own standards, and that's what's happening. In the Bush administration, American values have been totally trashed. Now, many Americans, especially my generation, they think that we still have a John Wayne army or a John Wayne military because they saw all those movies. But I don't think we ever had a John Wayne military, but I think we did have at one time values and aspirations that pushed us in that direction.
Isn't it turning into a gang member, gangbanger, gangster military?
Well, the recruitment problems have been going on apparently prior to the Iraqi war, and as a result, the military has been forced to waive its standards, and it accepts now felons, drug users, and people whose intelligence is not commensurate with the responsibility of being armed with deadly weapons.
And so now, instead of those people being relegated to street corners and going to prison, now they got a uniform and an M16.
That's right, and the effect on good troops is to drive them out. I have I have had some email from soldiers and people whose families have a lifetime of military service, and they say that they're quitting, they're not rejoining, they're not going to let their sons go, that they're breaking the family tradition because the Army has left them. And I think what they're referring to is this reduction in standards. Because when you get bad apples in there, it tends to corrupt everything. And, of course, the commanders and the officers, they don't want bad news. They don't want to report these types of failures up the chain of command because the chain of command just then looks at that commander and say, oh, that's a problem. A commander, we're not going to promote him. So the whole thing gets corrupted once you lower your standards. So,
Doctor, could it be more than that, though? We know Stalin opened up the jails and made the criminals mid-level commanders because good moral Russians wouldn't follow orders to shoot other Russians in the back. We know a lot of Hitler's SA were made up of street thugs and criminals, and a lot of his SS later were. I mean, I think our government knows that only thugs are going to do these immoral things.
Well, maybe, Alec, but I don't think it's necessary to go that far to explain it. But I would believe I wouldn't put anything past the Bush regime. I would put nothing past them. But I can explain it without having to say that it's anything other than recruitment problems.
No, you're right. It's prima facie. I mean, if you hire a bunch of felons, aggravated felons, they're going to do that when they get police power.
That's right. I mean, look how badly police behave in airport security and the way they bully old people and mothers with children and just about anybody. I mean, anybody that gets authority can be expected to misbehave.
And so you scrape the bottom of the barrel with the worst, it's going to be explosive.
Well, I think that we've now had a whole long line of explosive events, from the prison tortures and scandals through the murder of the families in the various villages, and now to the rape of this 15-year-old Iraqi young woman and the murder of her family. So, and the military inspectors themselves call it a totally premeditated crime. So,
But the neocons get on the radio and say it isn't true, support the troops, when the commanders are having to admit it's true.
That's right. What keeps this war going is denial. And I talked about that earlier before your break. And a lot of Americans who are patriotic feel that it's unpatriotic to admit unpalatable facts. So they just close their mind and say, well, this is enemy propaganda, and even if it is true, we mustn't say it, or we'll somehow lose the war. The notion is that this war is so shameful we can't possibly report it, or we'll discredit ourselves. And that's the position of Bush supporters. Now, I'd be careful about calling them neocons, because most Bush supporters have the foggiest idea of what a neocon is. They don't know there's been a coup, an overthrow of American constitutional rule, and rule by a handful of policymakers who have Bush as a puppet. The neocons, in my opinion, are essentially traitors, the people who subverted the country. They've got us in one illegal war. They're trying to put us in another one with Iran. They're very dangerous people. There's been a coup, and they're meeting opposition now from the military high command, who realizes that they're crazy and wants to give the military impossible missions. But I don't know what the outcome is going to be, but it's amazing to watch how basically a dozen people control the United States government and the president and the foreign policy, and everything else has collapsed.
And they're taking 230 years of goodwill when we were loved, folks. I mean, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, people fell down over themselves, opened doors everywhere because we weren't the imperialists. We've gone from the most loved to the most hated. And on the 4th of July, Dr. Roberts, I got a little tear in my eye last night watching the fireworks go off because the soul of America is being sucked out by these people.
Well, all the polls show, for example, a recent Harris poll conducted for the Financial Times found that the populations of our European allies view the United States as the greatest threat to global stability. We see that the huge majorities, for example, in Britain and in Spain believe that Bush has created all this terrorism by attacking Afghanistan and Iraq, that it was a non-event until he launched these aggressive wars. So the world's opinion has certainly turned against us. But even more deadly for us, I think, is the erosion of our own civil liberties in the name of the war on terror.
Let's talk about the American Union and how conservative followers of the neocon coup are living in la-la land, and we'll also get into the electronic voting machines. But to talk about the delusion, the delusional nature. I mean, I've been in the gun shop, folks. People walk over and go, how dare you say George Bush was for the assault weapons ban? You're a liar. No, I'm not a liar. You're an ignorant fool. We'll be right back.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237. 2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
We appreciate Dr. Roberts spending time with us today. He'll only be with us till about 40 after. Then I'm going to get into some other news, take a few calls as we wrap up this transmission against tyranny. When you really study the neocons, you study who controls this country, you study how the Democrats are complicit with them, it's scary. And now we have the American Union signed by Bush last year with the Mexican and Canadian president. People are finally looking at the agreement, and they're in denial again. I hear conservative talk radio, many of them making jokes about this. I know Liddy finally admitted it was a crisis. People like Lou Dobbs are telling the truth, at least to some extent. And this is the type of executive power we see where Dr. Roberts has called it the Fuhrer principle. That's what Bush is using, saying he's allowed to instruct agencies to basically erase our borders and our country. Dr. Roberts, shifting gears into the border situation and into the American Union agreements, so give us your view on that, sir.
All right, Alex, my views is different from what people are saying. A lot of people see this as a loss of our sovereignty, and as you do, some New World Order development. I see it differently. I see it as the neocon regime. They're using this to essentially make Canada and Mexico part of the American empire.
Oh, I agree with that. Yeah.
So this is going to. This is not something where we are losing our sovereignty to Mexico and Canada or New World Order, whatever. This is just another step in the neocons' world empire building. And we will use the power we gain over Canada and Mexico in this to force them to our will.
Well, I agree with that, sir, but at the same time, that will hurt Americans and American jobs, and we will basically be quasi-third world.
We're well on the way to being third world, and we'll probably end up that way regardless of this agreement. But I certainly am not defending the agreement, but I am saying that I really think it's worse even, because it fuels the hubris of the neocon movement, and it makes them more powerful because it gives them an empire right here. They don't have to send the troops to enforce. And it will further subvert the whole notion of our way of governance. So it is really a dangerous, deadly thing for reasons that go beyond those that are...
Well, exactly. He's telling 22 federal agencies they've got more authority than Congress and that they can make agreements with these foreign governments, and they pay off the foreign governments, and now they're going to hand over the roads to, quote, private interest to then tax us to pay for the new American government. I mean, this is scary.
Yes, it is scary, and I don't know what can be done about it, because if you come back to the discussion with your guest before I came on, the voting machines, the Bush regime, the neocon regime, they can control electoral outcomes regardless of how people vote, just by how they program these machines. So the notion that we, the people, have a say anymore is probably a fiction.
Do you think that's where we see the indicators of hubris, imperial hubris? That's my first question. Second question.
Yeah, because the neocons were taught by Leo Strauss that they had the perfect right to deceive the American people in order to achieve their ends. And so they don't, they just think the American people are a bunch of dumb sheep who can't be trusted and have to be manipulated and got around. So yes, I do think that they don't think voting is important. It's just something that could get in the way of their goals, so they figured a way around it.
And again, we get into denial. All the evidence of systematic top-down election fraud is there, but the average American just can't believe the horror.
That's right, because, first of all, the average American is used to associating voting fraud with the Democrats and the Daley regime in Chicago. And they can't believe that the Republicans, who suffered so much at the hands of fraudulent vote scams, would be doing the same thing. But, of course, the Republicans have now mastered the art of it. And the Republican Party doesn't care, because it means power for Republicans. And they are certainly enjoying that, just like a winning football team enjoys its no-lose record.
Exactly. I've even heard low-level Republicans on the ground, Doctor, joke to me and go, yeah, the Democrats steal, so we've got to cheat to win. This is crazy.
Well, I think with the voting machines, they've kind of got that tied up. I don't see how to break that open.
final segment with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts after this quick break. Stay with us, and we'll shift gears into a bunch of other news and key information that needs to be covered. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequency. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
A lot of people miss that little Lou Dobbs piece I played about the American Union. So we're going to play that again as soon as Dr. Roberts leaves us here in about 7 minutes. We'll have time to talk to a few callers like Clayton in Texas and others that have been patiently holding. And I have a few other little, not little, important news items we'll spend a little bit of time on. That's the little in the comment, is that we have don't have a lot of time. You know, you talk about delusion. I think some of it is a delusion. And Dr. Roberts, in the last segment, you heard him. He said it's like it's a ball game. We're on different teams, you know, we're rooting for the Cowboys versus the Titans or whatever. And I know some conservative people here in Austin who are involved in mid-level Republican politics at the city, county, state level, and they go, okay, there's fraud, Alex. Yeah, we're stealing elections. We've got to. The Democrats were trying to steal them, and we're just better at it. So it's more than just delusion, Dr. Roberts, and I want your comment on that. Some of them actually like it and think it's fun, and think they're doing it for a better cause, kind of like the Straussian view of the neocons. They've adopted their master's view. That's my first question for you, your comment on that. And secondarily, why are so many of these so-called conservatives not worried about the loss of civil liberties? What's your take on both those questions?
Okay, Alex, I think the answer to the first one is that that power destroys character. And the American character right now is certainly fallen. It's certainly fallen. The answer to the second question, I think, is the fault of the left wing. and the ACLU, because over the years, what they have done with their own agendas is to cause conservatives to equate civil liberties not with habeas corpus and protections against being picked up and held indefinitely without charges. They don't think of civil liberties as the requirement to go before a judge for a warrant before they can invade someone's privacy. Instead, because of the left wing's own agenda, conservatives think of civil liberties as homosexual marriage, abortion, racial quotas, flag burning, the banning of school prayer.
Gun control, they think of it as giving condoms to little kids.
And crime resulting from lax punishment of criminals, the removal of Christian symbols from public places at Christmas time. And so the conservatives don't any longer know what civil liberty is, and they have all these resentments against the left, who has defined in the conservative mind civil liberties as left-wing agenda items. And so most Americans are just totally indifferent to civil liberty because they don't know that it has to do with the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. They think it's just some sort of liberal crap that's being forced down their throats. And so they really, when you talk to conservatives about, well, aren't you concerned about your civil liberties? They say, no, I'm not for homosexual marriage. I don't believe in abortion. So they don't really understand that they're losing the Bill of Rights. They think that civil liberties are just the left wing's kooky agenda. And so that is a very serious problem, because the very people who traditionally defended civil liberties very strongly were the conservatives. And you see this too, Alec. When you listen to a conservative tell you, I don't care if Bush spies on me, I'm not doing anything wrong, I have nothing to fear, you have to ask that person, well, why did the Founding Fathers write the Constitution and the Bill of Rights? You don't need the Constitution, do you? I mean,
exactly. So, they have to ask themselves, do we stand with the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, with our forefathers and what our veterans supposedly fought for, or do we stand with George Bush, who, even if you use a conservative yardstick, Bush is no conservative?
No, of course he's not. No, he's not a conservative. Of course not. None of this is conservative. But the so-called, but the Americans who think that they are conservative, they think it is conservative because it's not homosexual marriage, abortion, flag burning. That's where they're confused, and that's why they can't catch on.
Well, they're so used to fighting with Bill Clinton, who's big buddies with the Bushes now. They're so accustomed to that, they can't get their mind out of the old paradigm into the new one. I mean, look at the Democratic leadership. It's lock, stock, and barrel in lockstep with Bush. So I don't, and I try to bring this up to them, and it just doesn't compute.
You're right, Alex, but I think the main reason for the Democrats being impotent is 9/11. As long as people believe that they were attacked by outside terrorists and that our government is telling them the truth about who those terrorists are, it keeps the Democrats from being an effective force, because if they try to oppose and they're said to be anti-American traitors in favor of terrorism and blah, blah, blah. So they've just shut up. There's no way they can oppose, and they haven't got a power base from which they could hold hearings and try to start creating some alternative explanation
of
the war.
Dr. Roberts, we're almost out of time here. I'm going to let you go here in just a minute. We're going to have you on for a full hour next Wednesday, because I want to plumb your knowledge and get your take on some other things that are happening, and also give the callers a chance to talk to you. But in closing, I had Colonel Ronald D. Ray, U.S. Marine Corps, retired. He was the Deputy Secretary of Defense, of course, during one Reagan administration. He was the head Marine Corps historian. He represented Michael New and Admiral Moore and many others. This is a pretty highly respected fellow, and I had Major General Black on a few weeks before that. And both of them said the 9/11 official story is a fraud. It's a quote, in the words of a Kentuckian, he said, it's a dog that doesn't hunt. It's a conspiracy theory. I mean, I didn't even get him on about 9/11 and just brought it up, and he started saying this. So, I mean, when we've got authoritative people like this starting to question it, what, I mean, I know you've questioned it. Is that not good news?
Well, I suppose it's good news, but it's going to be very difficult to get that reexamined. As you know, there are experts that are trying to get it reexamined by a panel of experts, and but I doubt that there will be much public support for that because that's just too threatening to most Americans. And
is 9/11 a dog that doesn't is 9/11 a dog that doesn't hunt, Doctor?
Well, we know 9/11 happened. We just don't know how or why or who. And when we have distinguished people like Stephen Jones, David Ray Griffin, Morgan Reynolds, people who don't know one another, who don't come from the same place, and when they bring powerful evidence against the interpretations that people have been given, then that's a sign that we really should wonder about what the government's told us. We have to keep in mind, Alex, it's the same government who told us that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, that he was supporting al-Qaeda, and that are telling us now that Iran is building nuclear weapons. It's the same people who told us those lies that are telling us about 9/11.
Exactly, and then they lie to us on 100 other issues. How do we believe anything they're saying today? Dr. Roberts, thank you for all the time you spent with us today. We'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
Okay, Alex, goodbye.
Thank you for the time. All right, he's going out of town today, so we cut the interview a little bit short. He'll spend a full hour with us next Wednesday on the second hour of the broadcast. I know we have some callers, but we've had a bunch of other calls saying, please, I didn't hear the whole Lou Dobbs. I only heard the last minute of it, so we'll air this so we can analyze it and comment on it. Here it is, Lou Dobbs, Monday, talking about the American Union. Here it is.
The Bush administration's open borders policy and its decision to ignore the enforcement of this country's immigration laws is part of a broader agenda. President Bush signed a formal agreement that will end the United States as we know it, and he took the step without approval from either the U.S. Congress or the people of the United States. Bill Tucker reports.
The Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America sounds benign, hardly like a policy that critics call NAFTA on steroids. It's a deal that few have even heard of.
It's being done again by very few people at the very top on behalf of the investment class, but the working class of people, political officials across our country from communities, from cities and so forth, they don't know anything about this.
Yet it was agreed to by Mexico's President Fox, Canada's Prime Minister Martin, and President Bush in 2005. Administration officials counter their critics by saying everything about SPP is on the White House website, and they say the partnership is not a treaty, but more of an outline of priorities between the United States, Mexico, and Canada. Still, some wonder why there haven't been public discussions about the goals being pursued.
This SPP includes, for instance, a committee that is sitting down to harmonize our meat inspection and food safety. So how far away from a trade agreement can your dining room table and what you feed your kids be?
Other parts of the agreement mention border security as an issue, which include all of North America. In fact, the name of the agreement is not Security and Prosperity of the United States, but of North America.
When we elect officials, we expect them to act on our behalf. When we get involved in cooperative frameworks with other countries for joint regulation of fisheries or rail transportation or the skies, we're basically sharing our sovereignty with that government and outsourcing some of what we give our elected officials.
As disturbing as some find SPP, there is legislation in the House introduced by Florida's Catherine Harris that closely resembles the goals of the partnership. Included in that bill is a section which calls for the securing of Mexico's southern border by the United States and Canada. Lou, that's not the border with the United States. That's the border they share with Belize and Guatemala.
The idea that the White House would respond that this is on their website, this involves intricate workings amongst the Commerce Department of this country and Canada and Mexico's, of course, a regional prosperity and security program. This is absolute ignorance. And the fact that we reported this, we should point out, when it was signed. But as we watch this thing progress, these working groups are continuing, they're intensifying. What in the world are these people thinking about?
Well, they say, look, these are a declaration and an outline of our priorities. And when I called them today, Lou, they said that I was the first phone call they had received literally since the deal was first signed. So people are not paying attention, and they're letting them, in fact, get away with this.
Yeah, I was asked the other day about whether or not I really thought the American people had the stomach to stand up and stop this nonsense, this direction from a group of elites in absolute contravention of our law, of our Constitution, every national value. And I hope, I pray that I'm right when I said yes. But this is beyond belief. Bill Tucker, thank you very much.
This is beyond belief. It's far worse than what Lou Dobbs was even telling you. And he opened it by saying, it will end America as we know it. They went on to say that the White House states the SPP is not secret. The agreement is public, and the agreement says they will give authority to these agencies who will then sign their own agreements. And we've talked to the SPP office. Bob Dacey's talked to them. Jerome Corsi's talked to them. And you call them once, and one person says, we're not allowed to talk about it, it's all secret. You know, these are private corporate agreements with other private institutions, we can't tell you. Then you call another office, and they'll go, here, we'll fax it all to you. Bob Dacey had piles of this stuff, and you go to their website, a bunch of it's there. It's huge. It's over the military. It's over the police. It's over agriculture. It's over water. It's over power. It's over our laws. I mean, it's everything. 22 federal agencies. And Bush is claiming he has all this power under Homeland Security. And then it goes on. They talk about, quote, outsourcing some of the authority of, quote, elected governments, elected officials. I hate that term. Our public servants, our representatives. It doesn't outsource some of it. It outsources all of it. Regional governments. We already have a regional government that's unelected over our toll roads, you see, and then they just give it to private institutions. And the state of Texas says it's secret. We don't care if the legislature. You understand, the state agencies are saying, TxDOT, we don't care if the legislature asks for this. We don't have to give the legislature our agreement with Centra, the Spanish/Australian company. So, I mean, you know, our own legislature isn't allowed to know. And then they just, obviously they have the power because we elected them. They work for us to go demand that, to send the state police over there to grab it. But they're not going to do that from their sister agency. I mean, you're a bunch of lawless crooks. This government is not real. It is a fraud. And, of course, Catherine Harris has got accompanying legislation in the House. She's a crook. Catherine Harris. It makes me sick. All right, let's talk to Clayton in Texas. Been holding for a while. Clayton, thanks for holding her on the air.
Thanks, Alex. I would just wanted to say that the propaganda war that the establishment has been conducting on the American public is so blatant and done poorly that it's just insulting to our intelligence.
Yeah, but you got a population that can't find Iraq on a map, over two-thirds, so the dumbbells that don't regularly listen need to start investigating what we're saying.
I mean, it's unbelievable to me, too. I mean, it seems like there's enough evidence out there currently that any intellectually honest, unbiased jury would convict members of the elite for treason with what we have already.
It is treason. But it is treason by every definition of it, I mean, every form. This is absolute, total treason, the sellout of our country.
Are there any patriots in our government, Alex, who recognize this fraud and who have...
Yeah, there are a lot of them, and the Democrats run people against them. The Republicans run individuals against them. They're after Tom Tancredo. They're after Ron Paul. They kicked a bunch of other people out whenever they don't play ball, and they kicked Senator Bob Smith out, a great American, and it's just a pack of crooks raping us. Thanks for the call. Davey in Texas. Davey, go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Man, I saw that picture with you and Charlie Sheen there.
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, Elijah and Moses and freeing the Jews, man. One day, Alex, I'd like for us to have a real meaningful conversation about proper mental hygiene, because you really try to get things real concise and clear for people to understand, and that's just vitally important for all Americans and all people on earth.
Well, I'm not perfect, but I try to do the best I can.
Well, you do a great job, man. I'm so proud of you. Did you happen to see B.B. Netanyahu on Sean Scannity's show the other night?
No, I didn't.
They ran it late, I guess, but he was over here to sell their next operational phase, you know, the preemptive strike phenomenon. And his body language looked kind of down, Alex. You know, you had Craig Roberts on there talking about just the unbelievable nature of all this denial business. And, you know, it's so plain and clear once people start getting the facts and start getting the true information into their minds. And, Alex, the word economy refers back to Deuteronomy 28 and whose God is being served. You know, and over here in this country, our economy is in bad shape.
Well, economy means the home, the people, and we're being robbed of our home.
Right. And the culprits are the same people that Jesus was talking to, but they were not Ashkenazim. And that's the crime against humanity that is the state of Israel, because they are not Israel. I mean, if people would just get the facts straight, we could solve this whole problem virtually overnight, if people would act in good faith. Thank you, Alex.
Davey, take care. We'll come back and take a few final calls and a few final news items. Hey, my new film, Terror Storm, limited copies are available before the official DVD comes out. I'm not waiting. I'm just getting it out. You can get the DVD without the extras now. We got a few copies left. When they're gone, they're gone. You'll have to wait for the official DVD. You need to get it at InfoWars.com right now or see it on PrisonPlanet.tv. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, InfoWars.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I have a whole stack of police state news here in front of me that I didn't even really get to. I guess I got to how they want to ship Manchester United and England, the football team. Man charged after videotaping police. This is the Telegraph. This is here in the U.S. and the police came by. He had a video camera on his house, told the police when they came by, one of his teenagers being in trouble, they were being videotaped. So when he went in to complain about the police, being rude and cussing at him, they went ahead and arrested him for videotaping them. See, they're going to videotape us, but we're not going to videotape them. That's totally criminal. You're allowed to videotape the police. But they'll create bad precedent by people that don't know how to defend themselves. And I've just got a stack of this here. But before I go to a few final phone calls, Terror Storm is out. And when you're getting this special edition, pre-release Terror Storm, it doesn't have the extras on it. It's just the film Terror Storm. The official one, I'm behind. It won't be out for a month. That's why I'm putting this out now. When you get it, get A Martial Law, get A Road to Tyranny, get some of the other films I've made, get Loose Change Second Edition we carry, some of the books and videos we carry by other authors there on InfoWars.com because we need your support. Plus, these are powerful films. So InfoWars.com to get Terror Storm or all the films, or PrisonPlanet.tv to see them all online right now. We're uploading a bunch of the conference right now to PrisonPlanet.tv for members as well, so get your membership today. Let's go ahead and talk to Andrew in California. Andrew, welcome.
Hello?
Not California, Canada. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Alex. I love Terror Storm. It's your best one yet.
Thank you.
What I want to talk about is the rape and murder of the Iraqi and also the vote rigging soccer you were talking about.
Yes, go ahead.
I think they like to release this type of information to enrage Muslims to try and get them to be their patsies to commit their terrorism.
Yeah, that's part of it. It's part of P2OG, an official Pentagon plan, yes.
Because it's obvious, like the U.S. and Canada and the U.S. has passed the past months there. Like, they don't have any good ones. They just find any ones to arrest them. And I think they did that just before both conferences to distract from your conferences because it was right on the eve of both of them. And, like that might just be a coincidence or whatever. But
oh, it's not a coincidence. You're absolutely right.
With the vote rigging software, like, do you remember the testimony from back in, I believe it was 2004, I forget his name. I'm sorry about this.
Well, some of their own engineers have gone public and said it's designed to be a fraud.
Yeah, exactly. Like, someone was hired to make vote rigging software, and I saw it on a website. There was a testimony.
It's been all over mainstream newspapers, but it never gets big national attention.
I believe it was libertyvideos.org or something. There's a link to it.
You can't even do justice to the election fraud because there's too much evidence. It's a ridiculous joke how much there is.
Exactly. But there's testimony of this guy saying he was hired by the congressman to make the software.
Yes.
And it would rig it so it would be like 51 to 49%.
Yes, I remember. Listen, I'm out of time. I appreciate your call. One last call, Levi in Colorado. Sorry to William and others. Go ahead, Levi.
Hey, Alex. I was curious about what your opinion on... You remember that missile that hit Alaska?
Yes, North Korea.
another one got launched today, but it failed, and they're splattering it all over the news. But last time, it actually hit us, but because of the run-up to the war in Iraq, they didn't say anything about it.
You're right.
I was just... I guess you probably don't have enough time to really tell me what you think about that one.
Well, we don't even know what happened with that missile. They could have used a particle beam to zap it.
Yeah, who knows? And they're just splattering it all over the news now, so it's just weird.
I hear you. I appreciate the call. I'll try to have a show later this week where we take calls for like 2 hours, so we have plenty of time. But we have two great guests on today, Michael Rivero and Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time, back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Be sure and get your copy of Terror Storm while supplies last. God bless you all.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.